This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. President Joe Biden told Benjamin Netanyahu that America's policy towards the war in Gaza hinges on Israel's immediate action to mitigate risks to civilians and aid workers. That appeared to be a threat to make American aid to Israel conditional on a change to the way Israel conducts the war. Mr. Biden called the humanitarian situation in the enclave unacceptable and pushed for an immediate ceasefire. International pressure on Israel has mounted since an airstrike killed 7 aid workers in Gaza on Monday. No Labels, an American centrist group, said it would not run a third-party presidential candidate after failing to recruit someone with a, quote, credible path to winning the White House. The group said it raised $60 million in its effort to conjure up a bipartisan ticket to challenge the main party's duopoly. But promising candidates, such as Joe Manchin, a moderate Democratic senator, declined the spot. Germany announced structural changes to its armed forces. The plan involves the creation of a central command to replace the separate entities that currently oversee domestic and foreign operations. A branch of the armed forces focusing on cyber warfare will also be established. The country is trying to transform its military in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, called a Russian drone strike on a residential building in Kharkiv a despicable and cynical attack. The strike killed 4 people. Drones also hit a thermal energy plant, continuing a campaign of Russian attacks on energy infrastructure in the northeastern city and its surrounding region. The national grid operator said that some 350,000 people were without power. A proxy advisor urged Goldman Sachs shareholders to reject the pay package of the investment bank's boss. Glass Lewis said the $31 million awarded last year to David Solomon, who oversaw an ill-fated foray into consumer banking, represented a, quote, significant disconnect between pay and performance. ISS, another advisor, joined Glass Lewis in recommending that Mr. Solomon no longer hold both the role of chairman and CEO. Dina Boluarte, Peru's president, survived 2 votes in Congress that would have begun impeachment proceedings against her. Ms. Boluarte is under investigation for self-dealing, prompted by her collection of Rolex watches and Cartier jewelry. She recently had to replace about a third of her ministers after they resigned following a police raid of her residence. Police arrested nearly 2 dozen people in Italy, Austria, Romania, and Slovakia as part of an investigation into fraud linked to the EU's COVID recovery fund. Italian authorities also seized over €600 million, or $652 million, in assets. The European Public Prosecutor's Office said that the alleged fraud related to the bloc's recovery fund for Italy. The country is set to receive €200 billion in European support. And figure of the day, 16 billion. The combined number of customers that Japan's 4 main convenience store chains served last year.